It's April Fool's Day, and Barry Stewart Mann is remembering two kinds of practical jokes.
Once again, it's that delightful and frightful time of year when folks prowl around perpetrating dastardly deeds on unsuspecting fools or cower about suspecting that unwitting folly awaits them at every turn. April Fool's Day, which takes me, like many, back to my childhood and to a couple of memorable tricks that show the worst and the best of this odd celebration of gullibility. Fourth grade, the art room, domain of Mrs. Mather, a lovely, proper, clear-spoken, middle-aged woman with full blonde hair. On most days, Mrs. Mather wore neat blouses and slacks that somehow remained untainted by a day full of children and art supplies. On this first day of April, she wore a well-cut, calf-length blue dress, as she had a special event that afternoon. At the beginning of class, Mrs. Mather had to step out for a moment, long enough for two mischief makers, Jeff and Kurt, to cover her chair with that thick white paste that we used for all our projects. Many of us disapproved, but we sat watching anyway. When Mrs. Mather came in, the entire class, silent with complicity and dread, watched as she walked to her desk and sat down. Oh, the look on her face. Surprise, realization, anger, sadness. The dress was ruined, as was her trust for our class. And though Jeff and Kurt were the only ones sent to the principal, I and most of my classmates felt awful. Flash forward to high school, and the right kind of trick. 10th grade, world literature. We were reading Don Quixote, and Mrs. Connolly had lectured for 2 days straight on Cervantes, Dulcinea, and jousting with windmills. On the third day, she was detained outside the room long enough for an idea to hatch. When she came in, that same silence of complicity. As she began to speak, slowly, under the flow of her words, came a few imperceptible notes. Voices added softly one by one. At first, Mrs. Connolly just glanced up, uncertain. Then she realized what was going on. The whole class joined in. The impossible dream from Man of La Mancha. Ah, the look on her face. Surprise, uncertainty, surrender. Delight. She realized that we had found her where she lived, and, in poking fun at her, were honoring her as well. Which is, I believe, what the best tricks do. And that's no April Fools.